weird. Some days you're okay and you're doing just fine. Other days it still hurts like it's fresh. It's a process with no definitive time frame. You just have to keep going and know that when all is said and done, you're going to be okay.
Welcome back to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity. I'm Matt, and today we're diving into a deeply personal and often painful experience. That's grieving the illusion of someone that you once loved. It's kind of a continuation from our previous episode. But if you've ever looked back on a relationship, whether it be romantic, platonic, or even a familial relationship, and felt like you were mourning not just the loss of that person, the version of them you thought they were, or the version of them you thought they could be, you are not alone. And obviously, if you're a neurodivergent individual, this kind of grief can be even more complex. So let's talk about it. Heartbreak is universal, but there is a unique kind of devastation that comes when you realize that the person you loved isn't actually real, at least not in the way that you believed them to be. It's the gut punch moment of clarity when you recognize that the kindness, the love, the connection you felt, it wasn't mutual and it wasn't genuine. Maybe they wore a mask, maybe they manipulated you, or maybe they simply never lived up to the image you built of them in your mind. And here's the thing, even when you know the truth, even when you see the manipulation and the toxicity, the harm, they still haunt you. Not necessarily because you want them back, but you miss the illusion of them, the idea of them. If you're different, if you process differently like I am and like I do, this grief can hit differently. Many of us have a tendency to hyper-analyze, to replay every moment, trying to understand what was real and what wasn't. We invest deeply in our relationships, sometimes to the point of losing ourselves within them. When it all falls apart, it feels like our entire reality is shattering. But it's not just them we lose. It's the future we envisioned with them. It's the late night conversations, the dreams, the plans that once felt so certain. You don't just grieve the person, you grieve the life that you thought you were building together. And that's one of the hardest parts, because when someone leaves, they take that future with them. It's a different kind of loss. It doesn't just break your heart, but it shakes your entire sense of identity. The role of trauma bonds in holding on to the illusion. And one of the reasons we struggle to let go is trauma bonding, the attachment formed through cycles of affection, followed by emotional neglect or manipulation. When someone gives you just enough warmth to keep you attached, it creates a deep emotional dependence that can make breaking free impossible. Recognizing a trauma bond is the first step to healing. It's understanding that just because you feel attached to someone, it doesn't mean that they were good for you. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Brains like ours, they don't like conflicting realities. That's why so many of us hold on to hope, rationalizing their behavior or even making excuses to avoid accepting the truth. But the only way to heal comes from facing that discomfort head on, from allowing ourselves to sit in the contradiction until clarity emerges. For individuals like us, relationships often become a source of structure. Losing someone means losing routines, habits, an emotional safety net. This disruption can make the grief feel even heavier. The key is creating new routines and new sources of stability to avoid spiraling into uncertainty. Trying to avoid the identity crisis that can follow. When we invest deeply in a relationship, we often shape our identity around it. When it ends, I can feel a part of us is missing. So ask yourself questions. Who am I without them? This question's terrifying. It's also a doorway to rediscovering yourself. What did you love before then? What parts of you did you quiet for their approval? Healing isn't just about letting go, it's about reclaiming what was lost within you. Self-blame and the search for closure. Many of us wrestle with the self-blame. Why didn't I see the red flags? Why did I let it go for so long? The truth in myself is I look at these red flags and there's a part of me that believes it's perhaps my duty to try and help these people. Professionally, it's my job to help people. Why would I not do it in my personal life? The truth is, you saw what you were ready to see. And closure isn't something they give you. It's something that you give yourself. Stop waiting for an explanation that may never come. Instead, focus on the things that you can control. Your healing, your boundaries, your future. Grief isn't just emotional. It's physical. Fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, even physical pain. Your body holds on to heartbreak. Self-care isn't a luxury in this phase, it's a necessity. Sleep, movement, hydration, even breath work can help regulate your nervous system as you process the loss. In future episodes, I hope to share approved and professionally recognized techniques for managing yourself in situations like this. In the previous episode, we talked about how my situation created quite a severe summer spiral. And I felt the fatigue, the brain fog, the anxiety, particularly strongly. As I mentioned, I think briefly, I spent a period of up to 8 days just in bed. And I slept a lot. A future episode will go on to talk about my struggles with sleep. And the amount of time I slept during the summer is a reflection of how unwell I was becoming during this time. Often we live in fear of repeating the same mistakes. I know I do. Once you've been through this kind of loss, trusting people again feels terrifying. The fear of falling for another illusion can make you just want to shut down emotionally. But here's the thing, healing isn't about never trusting again. It's about learning to trust yourself, to see the warning signs as warning signs next time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that healing is easy. It isn't. Some days you're going to feel free and other days you'll feel that old ache creep back in, that whisper in your ear. But what if? Thing is, every time you remind yourself of the truth, every time you choose yourself over that illusion, you take a little more of your power back each time. And that's where the real healing begins. Not just in letting them go, but in reclaiming. If you're struggling with this kind of grief right now, again, know that you are not alone. Know that it is okay to hurt, to feel loss, to question everything. But also know that you are more than what they made you feel. You are more than the love you gave them. You will reclaim yourself. Also remember that it's okay to have bad days. It's okay to have days where you thought you were there and you relapse. Healing isn't linear. Sometimes it's up and down. It's a roller coaster. Sometimes there's loops. You'll come all the way back on yourself. After you think you've fully moved on, something will drag you back in. But it's a process. And as long as you keep moving forward, progress is progress. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. If you've ever experienced this kind of grief, how did you cope? Reach out. You can contact me on the website. It has an email address. You can comment on the blog. You can leave a comment. You can message me directly on socials. Let's keep this conversation going. Thank you for being here, sharing this space with me. If this episode has resonated with you, again, please don't forget to subscribe and share. And it helps more than you realize. Until next time, take care of yourselves.
Restart, reset. and refocus as many times as you need. You are your own greatest project. But just always remember, don't give up.